Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Today, Ricky and Scott join me, and we're talking dining down at Walt Disney World. We had this conversation starting last week over in the Be Our Guest podcast clubhouse over on Discord, and we talked about when you make an ADR, are you looking mostly at atmosphere for the restaurant or food quality? What drives your dining decision? So today, we went around the horn and talked about dining locations like Whispering Canyon or Olivia's or Boathouse or Space 220. And we tried to come up with what is the overall factor? Is it food quality that's most important at that restaurant? Or is it the overall environment or experience? And we talk about that dining experience, and we want to get your thoughts as well. So play this game with us and then give us your thoughts over in the clubhouse. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Discord. Don't forget, our show is always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure over at themagicforless.com. No cost to you. That's the best deal of all. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon anytime you shop online. And thank you so much to our Patreon supporters. You make all these shows possible. We could not do this without you. You can support us just $5 a month, and you'll get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Come on over this week. We'd love to have you. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2482 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're getting ready for a great weekend. I know a lot of people are probably celebrating one of the great holidays around the world tonight, which is the 3rd of May, and getting ready for Cinco de Mayo on Sunday, because it's a weird night to have Cinco, so maybe you're celebrating that tonight. And of course, tomorrow, May the 4th be with you. We're getting ready for that, so just wishing you that. So have your lightsaber ready to go in case any Sith pops out at you right now as you're listening to the show. We're having a good time. We're not talking Star Wars today. We're talking Disney dining. That's kind of more our bailiwick. Look at that. Scott, I tried to use a British word. I don't know if it's British, but I tried to use a fancy word. We were just talking about that in the pre-show.
Cheers. It was brilliant, Mike. It was brilliant.
There perfect. There we go. We have a lot of British, the international folks over in our Be Our Guest podcast clubhouse, and we're talking about how their accents are way cooler than ours, and we're trying to be cool like them.
I know we haven't done the introductions, but if one of you wants to like reach out to me privately and give me some tips on how to say the word brilliant, so brilliantly, so lovely, I would love to know.
Scott's going to be on a cruise ship with 80% British folks shortly.
Like 2 weeks,
so, exactly. So he's trying to be cool like British folks. So everybody that could help him out, please do it. I said I'm hopeless because I'm dead landlocked in Missouri. Anyway, we have Ricky, and we're going to be talking food. We're going to have a good time. Ricky's down in Atlanta, Georgia. She's from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com and themouseforless.com. Cheers, Ricky. What's up?
Cheers.
Thanks for putting up with us this week. I know it's been rough.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest thing. Thanks for putting up with you guys. Two big holidays, you know, this weekend. You got May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo, or, you know, Revenge of the 5th, whichever route you want to go.
It'll be Revenge of the 6th after Cinco de Mayo.
But... oh, it's Revenge of the 6th. Yeah. I don't know. I was going for it. Isn't there one with the 5th?
Yeah, maybe? No, it's Revenge of the 5th.
I was saying you were right.
Okay, thank gosh. I was like, I thought I had it right. Dang it. You know, okay, it's good.
You're going to be so hungover.
If you have too much.
It's definitely Revenge of the 6th. Yeah, but that's a whole different holiday.
Depends how much tequila you have on Sunday. Yeah,
It does. So I'm sure that some sort of Mexican food will be inhaled by me on Sunday, and no Star Wars watching will be happened by me on either day. So, you know, that's kind of how this weekend's going to go.
So the biggest debate over in our clubhouse and one of the channels, I think it's in the TV/movies channel, is this whole thing about a machete order, which I didn't even know there was a thing called the machete order.
Oh, yeah.
It's some order that people swear by. Marlesa is in there swearing by. There's John is, where I think, and I've been trying to follow it, where you watch the the Star Wars movies, like in the order that Anakin is alive or something like that? Or when we find out, it's not even a spoiler anymore, right? That like, you know, that the whole Darth Vader and Luke father thing, like that's how you go about watching the movies. You don't watch them in chronological or like release order. I was like, oh my gosh. Like I just watch them from like 1 to 9. Actually, I watch them 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. Let's do that since this is kind of topical for the weekend. I watch them 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. So that would be theatrical release order, I guess.
Yes. So the only way I know what the machete order is because of the Big Bang Theory. They actually mentioned it.
Oh, is that where that's from? I was like, why is it called machete? That sounds so mean.
It's a real thing, but it was mentioned on the Big Bang Theory. Okay.
Machete order. That just sounds violent.
I think you skip episode one.
Yeah, they did say that.
You actually cut episode one.
Yeah, they said that. Yes. Yeah, they've been talking about that over there.
I like to mix them up too. So I like to watch 4. I mean, I don't mind one. I don't mind one because Darth Maul is like one of the coolest characters.
Exactly. Qui-Gon Jinn. I like Qui-Gon Jinn.
So I will watch one, but I like a 4, 1, 2, then maybe like 5. I like to watch 3 before 6. What is the number? I can't even think of the episode 3's name.
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. I like to watch that before Return of the Jedi. I don't know why, but I do. But it doesn't matter. It's Star Wars. Like, just watch them, man. Yeah, they're awesome. True. They are awesome.
Anyway. All right.
Hey,
so
I didn't do my intro.
No, I'm Scotty G. He's up in Michigan. He's hanging out. He's going to be British here by the end of summer. Yeah. What's up, Scott?
Mike, I wrote something down. So is it technically Treso Di Mayo today, then? The way we're kicking off that intro?
Well, I took 5 years of Spanish. It's Tres de Mayo. Yes.
Tres de Mayo. Okay, thank you. Like, I know if Emily listens to me, who's like an AP Spanish student, she would just be very upset at me that I butchered that. But happy to be here on Friday. I love Fridays. It's it's just a good time hanging out with two of my favorite people. So what's the topic today, Mike?
So again, you need to be over in the clubhouse, which is our Discord channel, brguestpodcast.com/Discord. If you're not, where you been, get over there, because this is something we were talking about last week and it just it popped up. Like we were just having conversations and we just got talking about ADRs. And so I put a poll in there because the conversation led to, and I was like, all of a sudden I just got curious while I was eating my baked delays and eating my turkey sandwich at lunch one day. And I was like, I wonder what really drives people to make the ADRs they make. Do they look for, and I was thinking of Scott and I was thinking of me because, you know, the two people I know the most, because I know we're different on this. Do you, when you make an ADR, are you looking for the environment of the restaurant, like the overall atmosphere, or are you looking for the actual food, like food quality when you make an ADR? Like what drives you most to make that ADR or visit that restaurant? So I'm kind of going back to my teaching days, right? Okay, so this is Mr. Rahman's math class. And we're going to talk a little greater than, less than, and equal to. This was one of the lessons I taught when I taught second grade. Because I did teach second grade for a couple of years. Yes, I was very tall in that classroom compared to my students. And it was awesome.
You put in one of their desks, right? Because, like, how could you ever get up?
Well, so do you want to know one of my funny stories from when I was a student teacher in second grade? This was when I think it was my first week of student teaching in second grade. God, I couldn't believe it. And thank God I live close to the school that I taught at. I bent down in my Dockers to help a second grader. Dude, totally squatted down. Because, you know, you, like the thing is to teach, you get on eye level with the kids to really help them. Rip the crotch right out of my pants. So I had to tell my cooperating teacher, Mrs. Jasper, can I run home for a little bit and get a different pair of Dockers? She's like, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
that would be probably a pretty good idea.
You can just hear it. Yeah, so that happened. I learned to be careful with that. The rest of it's practical stuff you learn in student teaching, for real. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. So we're talking greater than, less than, or equal to. So some restaurants obviously are very much going to lean one way or the other. But I think there are some restaurants that are going to have the balance, right? They're going to be equal to. So we're going to throw out restaurants, all of us, and kind of have the conversation. as to, you know, which ones are very imbalanced one way or the other. And, but I mean, I think it's also a matter of opinion too, sometimes, but I think some of these are going to be kind of universally known. All right, Ricky. Yeah. So I'm a little, Ricky wasn't, cause we kind of started this, but let's let Ricky throw out a restaurant and then we'll go around the horn here and see what we got here. What we got, Ricky? Give us a restaurant.
All right. Well, I mean, I feel like, we kind of started with this one last episode. So let's go with it. Let's go with Garden Grill because, you know, we were discussing that restaurant earlier and I feel like this one could go either way for some people. So I'm kind of curious as to your guys' thoughts on the Garden Grill. So Scott's already laughing. So I feel like I'm going to go with Scott first.
I just love the way you said some people because like I feel like you were
that was geared toward you. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's possible. So Scott, what do you think?
Well, we talked about this on Wednesday and we talked about the sad news. I mean, it's not news, but Ricky, you kind of, it was kind of news to you at that time.
It was news to me, yes.
At the amazing cinnamon roll deliciousness, ooey gooeyness, whatever you want to call that, has been removed from breakfast.
It has.
And to me, that really takes the quality down. that was like my favorite thing there. But the atmosphere is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just love Mike, you know, this Ricky, you're the same way. Like Living with the Land is like an OG Epcot attraction. It's like one of my favorite attractions to do. And during the course of your meal, you get to kind of live through that. Use that word intentionally. Mm-hmm. And it's just cool. You got the characters and all that. I'm specifically thinking about breakfast right now. And yeah, it's an awesome atmosphere. So if I'm looking for cool atmosphere, I'm booking that, but not for quality. I'm not booking that.
So Scott, we're going to go with these. Scott saying on this one, atmosphere is greater than food quality on this one for you.
Sorry, I didn't use the instruction.
Because some people like to keep score with these kind of shows. Yeah. And so I'm saying
atmosphere greater than food quality. Exactly.
Okay.
So for me, I'm going equal to, because I love the food quality at this place. It, for me, this is my kind of food though, because it's more home style. It's more of the, you know, just in breakfast and dinner, you know, it's more just the basic meats, the starches, you know, this is my kind of menu. You know, it's almost like your fancy Cracker Barrel type food. You know, it's nothing special, but it's my kind of food. You got characters, you have a gimmick, you got the rotating restaurant. You're in that, you're very much in an old feel Epcot experience. Yeah, definitely. This one's an equal to for me. So Ricky, what about you?
I tend to agree with you, Mike. I'm going to say equal to. I agree with Scott, the breakfast. Now that does not knock it down a peg, not going to lie. You know, it's just a little bit, but I feel like dinner is definitely a quality option here. If I'm going to dine here now, I feel like it's definitely going to be for dinner because they do have kind of that home style type food. You know, you got turkey, you got steak, you got mashed potatoes, you got green beans, you got that mac and cheese. Now it usually has the goldfish crackers crumbled on top, which is
so
really
good.
Delicious.
Oh man, that sounds so good right
that
now.
Game changer on the way to make mac and cheese.
Yes.
Put goldfish crackers on top. Yes. Okay, so that's going to be key. You do have the atmosphere of Living with the Land that you're going around. You also have the characters. You've got solid characters in the fact that it's Mickey and Pluto and Chip and Dale. So I do feel like this is going to be an equal to. The food is equal to the atmosphere on this one for me.
All right. So we have, okay, that's good. This is kind of what we're going to do because, I mean, it gives us a chance to explore the restaurants and see what we see. So when we pick these restaurants, let's try to give something that's going to, you know, lend itself to, you know, being kind of a tough call. So, Scott, give us a restaurant.
All right. I don't know if Ricky has been here. Since based on your last two answers, I'm switching my restaurant because I think we're going to have the same answers if I would have gone with my original one. So, sorry, Ricky, if you haven't been here, I know Mike has. I'm going to go with Jiko. At Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House. And Mike, I'll start with you. What do you think about Jiko?
So I'll be honest, I've only been to Jiko one time, and thank God it was on Pam's bill. It was for like, we had an awards dinner for some of the agents at the Magic for Less, and I was invited to the awards deal. So I was like, yes, I can order whatever I want, and the agency's picking it up, so it's good. I got the steak and the mac and cheese and all that, and got a dessert and everything. That one, I would say food quality is greater than experience, but But hold off though, because I mean, it is also, it's hard to say that in a way, because the experience is more of an elegant, like very fine dining. There's a difference between like the character meal experience and the rotating restaurant experience. Like that's entertainment, where it's a different kind of entertainment to kind of go to a fancy restaurant, get a little jet, you know, a little dressed up and have a fancy dining experience. But for me, I was more excited about the fancy food I was having at GECO. So slightly, I'm going to give it a nod to greater than to the food quality over the overall experience. But man, there's also a lot of an experience at GECO. So I'm going to go with that.
For sure.
Ricky, I have not dined at GECO. Done every other restaurant at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Just GECO is one of those that we haven't done. Because we like the other one so much, it's hard to, when you're only down there for a limited amount of time, you're like, ooh, I really want to go to Sanaa, or I really want to go to Boma, or, you know, whatever. So it's really hard to go, yeah, let's go to GECO, even though I've heard nothing but spectacular things about their menu. So I can't per se answer it, but I will say that the thing that makes me want to go there is the menu. So I think for that purpose, I think the food would outweigh the like atmosphere of why I would go there. So I can answer it in that regard, even though I haven't actually dined at this restaurant, but it is on the list. It's just, I haven't been able to pull the trigger because Brian and I like the other restaurants just so much. Matter of fact, we just ate at Sanaa just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, and had just a spectacularly delicious meal there. So it's so hard to branch off of the ones that we love so, so much.
Makes sense. All right, Scott, we're
definitely gonna have to get you there.
So, I know.
So this is why I want to bring up this question, because I thought it was interesting, because GECO is the signature restaurant at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the food quality is superior. Yeah. Like you really are booking that for that. Mm-hmm. But to your point, Mike, you were talking about like, oh, but like
it is an experience,
kind of atmosphere, right? Yeah. You know, like, and it's a signature restaurant. All the Disney signature restaurants had this amazing atmosphere that's different than like a Garden Grill. Like, I love the way you worded that earlier, Mike. But what I find so unique about this, it's actually my least favorite atmosphere of all the Animal Kingdom Lodge restaurants. Like, and it's funny because it's their signature. Like, I think Boma, like the way, like the history, like if you ever done that Boma tour, yeah, at the lodge, like
I've done the tour of both of those because it was together. It was Boma,
right,
and GECO.
That's, yeah, right. You go to both.
Yeah.
And like, I love the way they talk about like some of the way that the tables are, like one table is like in the shape of Africa, yeah, and like the king's family sits here. So the first family of the day, like just the whole history of the Boma, I think it brings to that atmosphere. And then Sanaa, I think it has the best atmosphere because you can see the safari, well, especially at lunchtime, yep, while you're having that. And I've always found that interesting that the best restaurant, like food quality wise, has the worst atmosphere. And I'm not saying that it's bad, but it's just kind of interesting when you go to these resorts that have multiple options, or even like, I've just always found that interesting for that resort to like have it set up that way. I would think GECO would be in Sanaa, honestly, for like the signature quality. But yeah, I'm going to go greater than, I'm going to say food quality is greater than atmosphere, but it's close. I mean, it's good, but it's just not as good as the rest of the resort, which I find interesting.
They probably do that though, because the food is going to bring you into GECO. So they probably figure that they don't need to have anything, you know what I'm saying? Like the people who are looking for the very fine dining in a signature location, that's enough. Right, yeah. They're probably saying like they don't need a gimmick to get you in there because the food's so good. Maybe, I mean,
gosh, like just talking about these three restaurants, you just think like, man, like how great is the food?
Oh, right, exactly. So good at Animal Kingdom Lodge, it makes you really want to take a trip over there, even though it's so incredibly difficult to get to. It's just the food is top notch at Animal Kingdom
Lodge. And I like the Mara too. I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say the Mara, yeah, has great options too. So yeah, no. I may or may not have enjoyed Zebra Domes, like an entire tray of Zebra Domes for breakfast one morning, because I was like, why not? This is a delicious breakfast.
So, and it's vacation, right?
Exactly, because you can get them at the gift shop a lot of times, you know. So that's another thing to kind of know is they do sell them on the opposite, on the other end of the spectrum. You don't have to just dine at Boma to get the the fancy zebra domes that are quite delicious. So
All right, Mike, put us to the test.
I have a good one. I've been sitting on this one. I think I have a good one. Whispering Canyon over at Wilderness Lodge.
Okay.
So what do you think about this one? I think this, again, I'm curious what you think. So let's, Ricky, what do you think about this one? Where are you going to put the equation? Where are we balancing this one out?
This one is tough for me. But I really think, while I enjoy the atmosphere a lot at Whispering Canyon, I mean, I have so much fun there. I've had so many great meals with the cast members have just been top notch, because that's really kind of the biggest part of it is if you have a good cast member, it makes the experience so much better at Whispering Canyon. But if you have one that's sort of just okay, mediocre a little bit, you have a good experience, but it's not as fun as, you know, as it could be. Honestly, I tend to go there more for the food, I think, than the actual atmosphere of that restaurant. So I'm going to say food is greater than the atmosphere. We usually go there for breakfast a lot of times because, again, it's a all-you-care-to-eat skillet. Well, you can get a la carte there,
Do most people get the skillet, do you think? I mean, I
feel like
skillet.
Most people get the skillet. Scott, do you go skillet? Yeah.
I think it's got to be 95%.
I agree with that.
I was wondering. Maybe I'm the weird one, but I always.
And it could be, and it mostly could be due to like an allergy reason why too.
Possibly, but they do have three. You know, they have like for dinner. I know they have skillet options that are. I think there's one that's plant based for sure,
Yeah, so then you should still be getting the skillet. I feel like.
I feel like that's the case too. But we usually go there for breakfast, and that's I think the key time to go and get a skillet at Whispering Canyon because you get all the breakfast options. You know, you get sausage, eggs, bacon, potatoes, and of course Mickey waffles, and I think you get biscuits too. Those like cheesy kind of biscuits. So. I really enjoy the breakfast there a lot. And we've enjoyed the dinner there a lot too. So I'm not going to say that I haven't. But you definitely have to have a good cast member. And that's kind of an iffy thing. So I tend to go there for the food. And the atmosphere is kind of a bonus for me.
See, I'm just jumping in real quick. I think atmosphere, though, is just also visiting the lodge itself to make myself go see the lodge.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and see the lobby and see at Christmas time the Christmas tree and the fireplace and see the geyser, you know, just get myself to the lodge. So I'm including that as part because when you're at Whispering Canyon, you're seeing the lobby because it's like overlooking that. And I always have had a good cast member. Maybe I've been lucky, but and I always get I've been there for breakfast and dinner. I get kind of equal. But Scott, go ahead. What you got?
Mike, that's why you and I are the same person sometimes, I swear, because I was going to say the same thing. Like part of that experience is just because I love where it's located, like off the lobby. So you and that's I don't know how like normal guests like that are just hanging out in the lobby feel about it, like because like you hear the hooting and hollering going on there, you know, but like I love that. I just think it's so cool that you can see the lobby or especially around Christmas time, you can see the tree and all that. I just think that's super neat. I haven't been there in a very long time. Mike, this is a place where you and I have never been, which I think would be fun for our families.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I was just thinking about the times we've been, and I think it's only been the three of us. So I feel like I feel like I would even enjoy the atmosphere more in a bigger group setting. Yep.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
But just thinking about our family of three, like we still enjoy the setting. I think it's a lot of fun. The food is good. Like I like the food. I like it better for dinner, I would say. I've done both. It's just give me all the meat, right?
I mean, so I have a story when it gets around to me, but yeah, this is a heavy meat meal at dinner.
Yeah, oh,
man.
Yeah. Just give me all the meat. And most importantly, if you know me, give me all that ketchup, baby. I love some ketchup.
Ketchup.
And it's just a lot of fun, but I'm still going to go atmosphere is greater than food quality because it's just... It's a good meal, but I think if I'm ever going to book Whispering Canyon, like if I'm doing my ADRs, I'm booking it because I don't want to eat there. I'm booking it because of the food quality. I'm booking it because I want to have a good time and hang out and just have a hoot and hollering time.
I agree. That's good. So I'm going equal on this one too, because I love because they have, you know, the horse rides sometimes kids, not that I'm going to get on one of those, you know, stick horses, but I mean,
I have
back in the day. I mean,
Mike, if we ate there together, I feel like you guys would get on a horse.
I mean, if it was Cinco de Mayo, I'd be riding all the suckers in a heartbeat. So I'm just saying. But No, I would. But, you know, it's the ketchup thing. You know, it is fun, right? But, dude, I love, again, I picked this because I love this kind of food. This is my jam. Breakfast or dinner, I don't care. It's got all the meats. It's got the potatoes and the eggs. And the food could not be more Mike Rallman. But I love the atmosphere. I love the lodge. I love the cast member interactions. This one's equal. This is my jam. It's got both. So moving on, Ricky, what do you got?
I have a really interesting one, and it's based off of a very recent dining experience that I had. I'm actually going to go with Space 220. So, you know, years ago, the biggest question we got asked is, when is Space 220 going to open? Everybody was talking so much about this restaurant.
The 4th of July.
And, huh?
The 4th of July.
Yeah, the 4th of July. Exactly. When is it going to open? So, you know, it's definitely, it's been a few years now. I feel like it's had its opportunity to get settled in a way of what kind of they want to offer. So I'm going to put this to Mike first. What do you think about Space 220?
This is the easiest one of all, I think. I think everybody goes there for the experience and not for the food. I never hear anybody walk out of this place and talk about what they ate. I hear them talk about the space elevator. I hear them talk about looking out into space and the windows. I think you go there one time to see what it's like. Space 220 is an experience. I don't necessarily know that it's a dining.
It's not a dining experience. It's just an experience.
It's an experience. I mean, I don't know really. I mean, the food was fine. I've been there two or three times because I've been there with, like, you know, people that have gone. You know, we went with the agency and stuff.
We went together. Yeah.
And I mean, it's fine, but I can't remember what I ate. You know, like. Okay. But I do remember it was pretty sweet going in there. It was fun. Like, it was cool. Yeah. But I don't need to go back. Like, I've been there, done that, and I'm moving on. Like, it's fine. And I'm a space nut. I mean, we talked about that on Wednesday. So definitely this one's experience over food. So, Scott.
All right, Scott.
Experience over food, 100% all the way. I mean, just the whole pre-show thing, the whole the atmosphere. I just love all that. The food completely misses for me, and for like the value I get too, kind of misses. Mm-hmm. But if we're specifically talking the food quality, it's a miss for me. I do like the cauliflower though, like that buffalo cauliflower, I think is really great. I would love for that to be like a food and wine like kiosk.
Ooh,
like,
yeah, dude,
like actually that would be kind of sweet if they. I mean, I know Le Cellier kind of does that. You know, like they bring some of the restaurant
that's
stuff.
A good
like,
idea.
Like
every
scoop.
Restaurant.
That's not a bad idea.
Could you imagine if they like just did a festival like here's the cauliflower from Space 220 or here's like,
yes, like that would be great,
the french fries from the fish and chip stand or something. Like I think I just thought of that, and I think that would be a fantastic thing to do because I love that cauliflower
celebration of Epcot.
Yes.
Yes,
or you can just go to the restaurant.
Cauliflower so much, but I'm not going to pay all that to go to Space 220 just for it. So
no,
it's atmosphere over is much greater than the food.
Yeah, yeah, that one, if like you, because we had this balance right when I used to teach, like that one's just like wonk. I mean, exactly. You know, that was, you know, some of them were like,
it's so like me standing on one end and you on the other.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, just, whatever. It's just like, I mean, that was just, you know, totally. Ricky, what do you think?
As up someone until, that just was there recently, I'm
yes,
curious.
Up until the last time I ate there, I would have said that the food was equal to the experience. I had excellent meals there before. I thought they were both really, really good because I ate there twice before this last time. And of course, the experience is just ridiculously incredible. I mean, there's just nothing like it. But I will say, having just dined there, they've definitely kind of ruined that menu by a lot. The appetizers are great. I think that that's where they shine. Which is sad because they're appetizers that's, you know, and really one of them is a ball of cheese. So, I mean, like,
that sounds good to me. I mean,
oh, it's delicious. Don't get me wrong. Jeez. It's fantastic.
But did you say that was bad?
No, it was great. The ball of cheese is great. But when that's one of the best things that you're eating there,
yeah,
that's not necessarily a great, you know, thing about dining at the restaurant. Brian and I went for lunch. So at lunch, they only offer you the appetizer and the entree. It's a little bit cheaper, but you get both. You can add on the dessert if you wanted to. But when we were looking at the desserts, I was like, there's really nothing on the dessert menu that sounds good anyway. So I'm not going to get that. I'm not losing anything. I'd rather go grab something in Epcot later, you know, or whatever.
Go get the Liege waffle at Connections.
Exactly. Right, I feel like and they used to have really great desserts at Space 220. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, I feel like that's a miss. And we got the steak and fries. I'm sorry, if I'm paying that much money for steak, I want mashed potatoes. I want some sort of, you know, vegetable. And it came with green beans, but I mean, I don't want, you know, French fries. Like,
you're paying for the experience.
I get that, but I'm paying a lot of money my meal too. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm buying a steak, I want something a little more upscale, if that makes sense.
No, I get it.
So, you know, even if they wanted to make it like spacey, like make purple mashed potatoes, you know, or something kind of different.
Dehydrated potatoes. You got to put your own water.
Yeah, dehydrated potatoes.
No, you don't want that. We gave that stuff out of Space Camp. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Okay. All right. But I'm just saying, like, they could do so much more there. And I feel like they've definitely missed the mark. So
what I'm hearing here is that they just don't have to, because you never can find a reservation.
I agree with that. So I got a reservation day of, which was a surprise. But you're right, Scott. I feel like they're skating on the fact right now that they are Space 220 and everybody's trying to get in there for the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, don't. I think Mike's right. It's a one and done now. Brian and I had a because he had never been. So that's why I wanted to bring him. And we've both had the conversation of we're definitely done with Space 220. They have to upgrade their menu by a lot for us to go back, I think. So, yeah.
All right.
It was a miss.
Yeah, all right.
Go ahead, Scott.
All right. Yeah, I got, you know, we've been in the theme parks, we've been in the resorts. We got to go to Disney Springs. We're going to go to the legendary Boathouse.
Ooh.
Mike, tell me what you think. You're on the water there at Disney Springs. You got some, you got a menu there. There's a menu, right? I mean, it's a restaurant. Where are you going with what are you thinking about when you book Boathouse?
See, Boathouse for me, that one's definitely food over atmosphere, over experience, even though it is pretty and I have sat out on the water, which is nice. But if I'm going there, like I always get those filet sliders and God, those things just like melt in your mouth and they have a good salad there. But when I think of Boathouse, I'm thinking, man, that food is stinking good there. Like I'm always thinking food, 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 and it tastes good. I'm never thinking about like I'm going there to have like an experience. I'm just thinking about, man, those filet sliders are rocking and okay. I like the food a ton. So yeah, definitely that one weighs heavily towards food over experience, even though it's a nice experience. I mean, it's a signature, but it's food over experience for me.
Okay. Interesting.
I actually agree with Mike. I think food over experience at Boathouse for sure. Their food is top notch at Boathouse. Again, you mentioned the sliders, which are seriously one of my favorite things on the menu.
You gotta stop doing these shows at dinner time.
I know, it's terrible to do them all at dinner time, man. but you know, you talk about good steak at Boathouse versus the mediocre steak that I had at Space 220. And so it's like, well, yeah, I'd rather go have the really good steak now at Boathouse. Even though they're in slider form, they're still delicious. So, and I think what theirs comes with fries too, but at least
those fries that have that, what's that stuff that's sprinkled on top of them? It's got a name, truffle fries. That means.
Dude, good. If Space 220 had given me truffle fries, it would have been a totally different experience. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what truffle means. It just means it tastes good.
It means delicious. Yeah, exactly. But no, they gave me regular French fries. So I'm going to go hands down food over atmosphere at Boathouse.
So you both are food over atmosphere. Yeah. That's interesting. Well, you probably are assuming I'm not going to say that as my answer.
I'm assuming.
But you know, and you two are absolutely right. The food quality is unbelievable there. And it has such a wide range of menus, which I love.
It does.
Too. Like, you called it like a signature restaurant, which I think technically it is. But you could do like a burger for like $14.
Right.
You
know the sliders are the cheapest thing on the menu.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things on the menu. Yeah, I love the fly sliders, but then you can go to like oysters and fish and all that. It's just this huge menu that has amazing food quality. But let me paint you a picture. You know, you show up You walk into the joint and there's this huge boat.
You're right. You're
sitting
right.
There, right? That's true. The front. That is a table.
I know.
That. How awesome is that?
See, I've never sat at the boat though. I always sit at a regular old table. True, boring. True, true. Yeah. Put me in the boat.
And then that first bar you see there is awesome. The bartenders are great. They're having a good time. They're like Tom Cruise back there mixing all these awesome drinks.
Cocktails and dreams, baby.
And then you keep walking around to your table and you keep walking and you keep walking and you keep walking because it's a huge restaurant, but every room is like themed a little different. You're looking out on the water. You see the ampli cars, like the ampli boats, you know, out there like cruising away. You see Saratoga Springs. You just have this great view. And then if it's a Friday or Saturday night, all of a sudden, boom, some guy starts playing music. That's and then you're true. Being entertained true. There.
Everyone's are we at Paradiso 37 or are we at Boathouse? Where are we at here?
That atmosphere is unbelievable to me. And it's 100% equal. I mean, the food matches the atmosphere. They are both fantastic. That's why it's the best restaurant at Disney Springs, one of the best restaurants at Walt Disney World.
That's true.
And especially if you go at like on a nice lunch day, you know, you like just sit outside. Like those tables outside are so great on a breezy Florida day. Like, oh man, I just wish I was there right now. I mean, because we're hungry. Because for one, we can come to all these restaurants. But to be outside on a breezy night like that, just doesn't get better than that to me. But it's equal because the food is so dang good too.
You made a case. And the thing is, Sunday night, we're going to continue this conversation with our callers. We're going to open up the phone line. So if you want to give us your two cents, totally do it Sunday night and in the clubhouse immediately as the show releases. Boom, right. Jump in and let's do this. But here, I have
Mike, you got the last one for us, right?
Well, we're going to do mine and then we're going to do one lightning round where we're not going to give a dissertation. Like, we're just going to give an answer.
I like here, dude, I majored in lightning rounds.
There we go. Here we go. Here's
that,
mine.
Thank you, friends quote. I got that one. That was good.
Okay, whatever. Here's mine. My favorite restaurant.
Oh, I know it is.
Olivia's Cafe. Because we're going right down the Sasagula from Boathouse. You can almost see it from the Boathouse if you're sitting outside. Olivia's Cafe. Food quality, atmosphere. I'm going Scotty G first on this one because you're scratching your head. I'm not giving you think. Because as a teacher, you're supposed to give think time. And I'm not giving it to you.
Because the atmosphere is so good. And I know one of my favorite features of the atmosphere is something you're trying to recreate in the BR Guest Studios right now, Mike. And it's like
the wall.
The family members, the wall of photos. It's like my favorite thing. You see all these DVC members from the mid-90s to today. Like, it's just awesome. And then if you can get a table outside, boy.
Which we usually do on the patio.
And especially at night because they have like the string lights out. You know, you can sometimes see the fireworks over at Epcot. And depending on the time of year too, because like, you know, if it's Epcot fireworks are always 9 o'clock. So if you got a late reservation, you can see some fireworks. But anyway, you see the boats, it's unbelievable setting. But you know one of my favorite all time dishes is at this restaurant, right? I mean the buttermilk chicken, hands down, is like my favorite thing. The problem is I just don't order much other. So I don't know how the rest of the food is. I like the Duval Street burger. Yep. Their breakfast is really good too. But when it comes to dinner, I'm only getting one item every single time. But I know I got to come up with an answer. We're going long here. I'm going to say equal, especially if you're sitting outside because that atmosphere is so good. It's my home resort, Mike. It's my home.
I know.
You got the background music playing, you know. It's a
perfect background loop. It's so good. Yeah.
And you got like, you see the Surrey bikes going by. There's just something about, and I'm focusing on being on that outside patio. Like that is vacation for me. Like having a meal with my friends and family, Mike with you guys hanging out with us, just having a great time laughing as we wind down the day, fireworks going, that atmosphere is so good. And it does match the quality of that buttermilk chicken, in my opinion. So we're equal.
Yep. Ricky, go ahead.
I think, honestly, as great as I love the outdoor part of the restaurant and, you know, the indoor is really cool too. I think I'm going to go with food over atmosphere here. I do. The food is really good at Olivia's. And I think it's just a smidgen better than the atmosphere. So this one's kind of a no-brainer for me. It's really easy. So I'm food, hands down, for sure.
And I'm going with everything Scott said. I'm going equal to. If you're inside, it's still fine, but that outside patio just takes it to another level. And what the other thing I'm going to add that I love when I'm eating outside is like with, you know, having like maybe an evening drink over my meal with my friends, my family. Nice weather usually. A lot of times back home it's, you know, cold and it's nice and comfortable down there. I'm wearing shorts for the first time in forever. I love that you have that you know, pathway there that people are coming and going. They're not usually in a hurry, though, for some reason. But you hear them, like, talking about their day. Usually it's, like, grandparents and grandkids, moms and dads. And they're talking about what maybe what they did at Epcot or at the studios or the Magic Kingdom that day. They're coming back with balloons and souvenirs. And it's just, like, cool to kind of eavesdrop on what they did that day. I don't know. It's you're sitting there because you sit there usually for an hour over a meal and it's just kind of fun to see people come back with their sous-vides and their memories. Just, Scott, do you notice that too while we're there? I love that.
Yeah, I do notice that. And I just want to comment because you made a great line about, like, people don't seem to be stressed or, like, in a hurry. It's because it's Old Key West.
I know. Man. That's, like, why it rocks. It's just, it's a community. It's not a resort.
It is a community. And it, I mean, you see a mix, like, but you're seeing, like, some, I mean, people, you're going to see some older folks, they're lifers for Disney Vacation Club.
And that's,
like,
true.
That's their vacation. It's just, they probably, half of them probably don't even have theme park tickets because they're just hanging out at the resort.
They're winning.
You know?
They're winning so hard. Yeah.
And just, like, how can you not be super chill and just having a great time? The last thing, I mean, the last thing you need to do at any Disney resort really is, like, stressing about the bus and the theme parks. And I get it. That happens, you know, with vacations. But you're 100% right, Mike. You see it so much less at Old Key West because everyone's just chill, having a good old time. Man, I wish I was there right now.
Same. Meet you at Olivia's on the patio.
All right. Yes, let's go. Let's book flights right now.
Lightning round. We're not going to give tons of comments. Ricky, give us one. Oh, shout out to Jared in the Instagram who's tuned in on the Disney Fantasy right now. Ricky, go ahead. What's up?
All right. I'm going to go with California Grill. I feel like this one could go many different places. So, Mike, where are you going with this one?
I've never had a meal here. I'll be honest. I've been there for media.
I've been in this place
a few times for different media events, but it's never like a meal proper. It's been set up for, like, you know, grab stuff and do stuff. But I will say from my experiences up there, this is going to be equal too, because you're going to have the environment of, like, the unbelievable view of, I've seen the view. I've watched the fireworks from up there. I've had, you know, we had the private room event. And it's amazing. It is an experience. It's not, you know, like a crazy character experience, but it's an elegant, it's a Disney fan, like, top 10 experience. But the food quality up there, amazing. Signature restaurant. So equal to.
All right.
Equal to all day, you know, like that. I just love it when I'm on the window there too, because, like, I love going out to the observation deck and watching the fireworks. But something about California Grill, you could just be sitting right there on the window, just enjoying your meal, watching Happily Ever After. It just doesn't get better than that. And that food quality is exceptional. But if you choose to go out to the observation deck, that's an unbelievable feeling. Like, I just remember years ago when it was still Wishes, Emily was just out there singing the whole song Wishes, and all these people were gathering around, like, watching her, like, just adoring her as her sweet little voice of singing Wishes. Oh my God, that's why it's still my number one. But I just love taking my wine out there, watching the nighttime spectacular. It's just so cool, and the food quality is great. It's 100% equal.
I agree. Ricky, what do you think?
Oh, 100% equal. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You've got the view that's unmatched by basically almost anywhere, and you've got the food, which is spectacular. So equal for sure.
All right, awesome. Scott.
All right, Ricky, give us 50s prime time. What are you going with?
I mean, I equal for sure. I mean, the food here is so yummy. There's so many different things that I can choose from here, whether it's the fried chicken or the meatloaf or the pot roast. Those are, like, thank goodness they came up with Mom's Sampler, because those are just the best things, seriously. And a lot of times I do have a hard time deciding which one I'm going to get. So a lot of times I'll get the sampler with Brian, we'll split it, and then we'll get either an appetizer or a dessert and, you know, have that be our meal. But you've got the atmosphere too. I mean, where else are you going to get yelled at by Mom or your cousin or your uncle or whatever? It's just, I've had some amazingly fun experiences here. Again, yes, it does kind of depend on the cast member and how much they play with you and how much you play with them, because I feel like this is definitely a restaurant where the more you play back, the better they know that they can play with you. So I'm going to say equal for sure on this one.
I'm going to also say equal too, because I do love the homestyle food. It's great stuff. I always go with the Mom Sampler, but let me just say this. They have cut the size of the portions at 50s prime time by like half over the years. I mean, it used to have very generous portions, and now it is, mom's sampler, whatever it's called, is absolutely a sampler. Like, I can leave there and have the sampler platter and still be hungry, even with having a PB&J shake.
Yeah. Scott, this is my Space 220 for Ricky.
Got it.
10 years ago, I would have said this was equal. And I think they've taken some things off the menu that were some old favorites. And I understand you got to retouch the menu sometime. This is like the only way you can get the PB&J shake right now, yep, too, which is kind of frustrating. I wish you go to 2 minutes and still get it. But but Mike, I feel so bad that Pam was not there that one night where it was over the pandemic when we went there and closed down the studios, mm-hmm, or like closed
that guy
at 6
was crazy
or whatever.
Yep.
And we had that cast member from Morocco. He was
wild,
absolutely insane, and that was like the best atmosphere I've ever had. Like I think in any Disney restaurant. And yeah, so I just had to go 100% atmosphere over food because it's just, I feel like the quality's gone down a little bit and like those portion sizes too. But
I do give you that. The portion sizes I think have gone down a little bit there. So, okay, maybe not a little bit, a lot, but yeah.
Okay. So this one's, I'm going to throw it in. Scott, you haven't been here, but I think you, I want to get your take on this, even though you haven't been there, because I think you want to go here. We're going to go Beer Garden in Germany.
Okay. Yeah.
Beer Garden in Germany. Ricky, have you been there?
I have.
Okay, go for it. What do you think?
I honestly think I'm going to say equal to. The atmosphere is so much fun in there. You've got the band that performs. It's, you know, it's like you're dining outside, but it's nighttime and it's a really cool atmosphere. And then the food is actually really good. It took me a long time to dine here because I'm not the biggest German food fan, but Brian
you have to
is.
You have to be a meat fan and somebody likes desserts.
Understandable, but I didn't know that because, again, I'm not the biggest German food fan, yeah, and Brian is. So we went there for the first time for Father's Day last year, and it was really good. The food was excellent. So I'm going to go with equal to on this one. Yeah.
And Corey says over on Instagram, and the beer, which I'm not a beer drinker, but dude, I love this place. And they have the biggest beer steins. Cause I sat down once. I went here. I love this place so much. I went here solo one time by myself. And you said these long communal tables. I end up sitting with BR Guest Podcast listeners because they saw my pop socket that has the logo on my phone. They're like, do you listen to the BR Guest Podcast? I was like, yes, I do listen to the BR Guest Podcast. They're like, because when I said that, they're like, are you Mike?
The voice.
Yeah, they're like, are you Mike? You, I was like, yes, I am. I'm like, I do the show. So we're like, and they
obviously
held up.
You don't actually listen, though.
No,
I mean.
I don't. That's true. I lied. But then they held up their beer, their big beer sign. They said, oi, 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 or whatever they say in there. And we are friends for the next hour and a half down in sausages like nobody's business. But Scott, what do you think about Beer Garden as far as this equation?
Yeah, so the atmosphere just looks amazing. Like, I mean, you and Simon were talking this up to make it sound like it's a brilliant restaurant.
It's brilliantly brilliant.
Yeah. And, you know, I love drinking some beer. So, like, I definitely, it's on my list, Mike. It truly is. I really want to get there because, like, live entertainment is just one of the most, like, special things to me. And Walt Disney World does it so great. I wish there was just more of it. They cut back on some of our entertainers. But just to be at a meal, like celebrating all that, and just seeing like all the great, I'm guessing it's like dancing and singing and playing instruments or whatever. It just sounds incredible to me. I just don't know if the food can match up. I don't think it does, but I haven't really heard anyone knock it. Like you and Simon were just talking about it. Ricky and Brian were liking it. So like, I think I just got to book it for our Thanksgiving trip is what's going to happen.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But I'm going to go for now atmosphere over food quality because I just, my perception is like, it's just not going to match, but we'll find out soon.
Yeah. Ricky nailed it. I love the places where you go in, it's like 100 degrees outside and it's like the sun's beating down on you. You walk inside and it's nighttime and you're like you're in a German village. Like, it's like, woof, this is sweet. Like I've been transformed like some other time and place. Food there is outstanding. I mean, if you're a vegetarian, I'm sure they have vegetarian options, but I mean, if you are somebody that likes meat, you're just like, I've died and gone to heaven. Lots of cheeses. The desserts there are underrated. There's tons of good desserts. I mean, like the beers.
Is it a buffet?
It is a buffet. Yes, okay. It's a buffet. So you can just go back and just destroy it. Like you and I, man, it's like the heads up, man. It's on like Donkey Kong. And then, you know, it's communal. But I think like folks like us, like that's a plus. Like I love meeting people. Like it's awesome.
I don't know that it's as communal as it once was, though. I feel like it was definitely more table, like, me and Brian just sat together. So I think since COVID, they haven't necessarily brought the communal part back as much as they had before.
I mean, so. I think they, you know, you're going to probably sit around people. Well, who knows? Well, maybe not. I mean, but I'm fine with it. Like, I like talking to people and having
You got me convinced. Mike, come down for your birthday. Thanksgiving, we'll
dude,
go.
We need right? do beer garden. So anyway, that is today's show. So continue the conversation. Come over to the clubhouse right now. Join us here on a Friday. It's brguestpodcast.com/discord. We'll have more conversations. You can throw in a restaurant. Scott and I are in there a lot. Ricky will probably hop in today if she has a little time, and we'll give our thoughts greater than, less than, equal to for the atmosphere and the food quality. And you can, you know, we can continue this. And of course, Sunday night, we'll have the conversations live on the open line. So join us for that Sunday night, all the locations, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch as well. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Give us a call and we'll just keep this going right there as well. Don't forget our show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney Vacation. Just swing by the website at themagicforless.com. No cost to you. That's the best deal. You can save your money for beer garden or
for sure
get those fancy sliders over at the boathouse or go to Space 220.
I'll just say all these places were great. I'm so hungry now.
I'm dying. Oh, I'm totally with you. Also, thanks to our Patreon supporters. You guys are the best. You make this all possible. You can support us as well. Just $5 a month to get our bonus show called Mike in the Midwest. We'd love to have you. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And I think that's it, except for our social media. Give Ricky a follow. She's at Ricky Nibs, RIKKINIBS. Scott's at Ep Scott, EPSCOT. I'm at BR Guest Mike, Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. All right, we're going to jump out of here and wish you a great weekend. Seriously, if you go out and have a good time this weekend, stay safe. Get a designated driver, Uber, Lyft, whatever it takes, a cab. Just be safe because we want you to be here on Monday. Have fun, but always be safe and be healthy until we talk to you again. So we'll talk to you, and I screwed up the intro or the exit, but hey, we're out of here. Hola, have a good, adios, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.